All right, welcome back to another episode of the Coach's Corner podcast. We're joined here by head coach Michael Benn to preview the 2024 Westchester men's soccer season. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, pleasure to be here. Excited to talk about our group.
So just starting off, just talk about the, how preseason's gone for you so far. You had two scrimmages in the books. Looking forward to Jefferson opening up on Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, I think it's been a very productive preseason. I was very pleased with how our student athletes came back in terms of their fitness. I think that their attitude and willingness to work has been fantastic. I thought we had a really positive week, first week with double sessions, two good scrimmages in the book. And we're really excited to get going to open up the season for real, no doubt, and looking forward to a really good test with Jefferson.
So you did lose a few pieces last year, not least of which was Dan Good and Andrew Markopoulos, but you also return a lot. Talk about your returning core.
Yeah, I think you're right. We did lose a very talented senior class last year, but really excited with the way that our returners stepped up starting last spring. I think that we returned quite a bit of talent and experience on the back line between Cooper, Ian, and Phil, and Dylan. There's certainly still competition for those spots, but to have those four guys back in the fold helps solidify us without question. We have a good group of experience in the center part of midfield with Owen, Christian, Devin, and Tommy Bodenschatz. Tommy, Cooper, and Phil are our three captains this year, so we'll certainly lean on them. And then we had a very young attacking group last year. We have a lot of sophomores in that class, and certainly expecting them to take a big step forward.
Talk about your newcomers. A strong group of freshmen, and you brought in a transfer as well, right? So talk about that group.
Yeah, we had a transfer join us last spring, JoJo Maxwell, who really acclimated himself very well last spring with the group. He is really fit, worked extremely hard, brings great energy to our group. Certainly expect him to push for playing time out on a flank. With our first years, we're very excited as well. There's some really good talent in that group. They have really, again, acclimated well to the group. They are going to push for playing time. And I think what's great about this group is that they've really helped raise the overall level of competition and practice every day. It's going to make for some tough decisions for me and the coaching staff, but very talented group in every line. So it's really going to be interesting to see how many minutes they earn.
So a question I'm sure you've gotten probably more than you would like to have gotten, your goalkeeper situation. Talk about who's kind of taken over that in between the pipes.
Yeah, I think we've had four goalkeepers in the program, Alexi, Jaden, Caleb, and Mac. So two sophomores and two first years. And not to my surprise, it's been a really tight competition at this stage. I think that, we're not 100% there yet with who the starter is going to be. We have some feelings, but we still have another 5 or 6 days before Jefferson. But I do think they all have their own different strengths, but I think they've all shown that they're more than capable. And it's just going to be a matter of our staff, which includes our former goalkeeper, Dan Good, continuing to assess them and certainly making a decision here in the next couple of days.
So you've got five non-league games before you open up conference play against Bloom on Saturday the 21st. Obviously, our games against Bloom are always great battles. Talk about your mindset and kind of your approach for those first five games out.
Yeah, certainly, PSAC play is got to be where we focus a lot, but we also need to make sure that these non-league games are very important consideration for potential NCAA bids. I think it's a very challenging schedule. We open up with Jefferson, Holy Family, and Wilmington, and we've played those programs quite a bit over the last 3 years, so we know what we're going to get from those three programs, programs that certainly have aspirations to win their conference championships as well. And then I'm excited that we've added two new programs in Southern Connecticut State and Mercy, two really good programs as well that will be competing for potential NCAA berths. So we don't ease into it in any way. Five really good games that should have us ready to go for PSAC play by the time we get to that Bloomsburg game.
And then in the PSAC, picked second in the coach's poll behind only Millersville, who you saw in the championship game a year ago, receiving votes in the United Soccer poll. Talk about kind of two parts. Talk about the poll aspect and talk about getting ready for East play.
Yeah, I think, the preseason polls are always really kind of based on what we did last year. And it's a new group, and it's nice to be recognized for what we did, but it's a completely different group that we have compared to what we finished with last fall. And so we'll take the accolation, but understand that we know that we haven't earned anything yet this year. PSAC East play is such a challenge. I think every year the conference gets more and more competitive. We have some fantastic coaches, some fantastic student athletes all across the conference. And to just get into one of those three seeds for the playoffs, it's going to come down to the final weekend, as it has the last couple years. Certainly, you know, the East side gets to host the semifinals and final this year. So, you know, certainly our goal is to get that top three, hopefully secure that top spot, and maybe get a chance to host the conference championship.
So a year ago, you played in your first NCAA tournament since 2019. You played in your first conference title game since 2018. Talk about what that experience does for your returning group.
I think it was massive for us because, you know, we had a nice little run there before 2020 where we were in four straight NCAA tournaments and you know, deep runs in conference tournament, win regular season conferences. And then I think we lost a little bit of momentum with the year away. And so for that group last year and for guys who are returning, to have gotten a taste of advancing to a conference final, to gotten a taste of being back in an NCAA tournament, that was important for a lot of our younger guys. And so now they kind of understand what our goals and expectations are for this program. And so I believe they will 100% draw on that as we navigate, you know, what's going to be a very challenging season and attempt to, you know, even go a couple steps further than we did last fall.
So we'll get you out of here on this. You know, obviously Jefferson's still a few days away, but talk about what your message to the team will be before that game.
Yeah, I think it's still in the early stages of the season. It's got to be about focusing on us, on our performance. Jefferson has a new coach, so there may be some wrinkles coming there. But it's really about us continuing to improve what we want to do, see how much of our style we can dictate onto the game. You know, opening up on Rockwell Field, we need to get back to making Rockwell Field a fortress where we, you know, don't give up anything here. So that's going to be important focus throughout the entire fall, but it starts on that first game. They're going to be very excited. They'll be amped up, ready to go. So we also have to help, you know, kind of manage that so that we perform to our capabilities.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.